Hey, Ear Snacks friends in Los Angeles, it's Miri from Miri's List. Join me and my team on April 14th for Families Welcome. It's an all-ages volunteer event where we'll learn together about welcoming, talk about what it feels like to be new, listen to amazing music with my friend Kimberly Stewart, and eat snacks from all over the world. We will be at the beautiful Annenberg Community Beach House in Santa Monica on April 14th from 2 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free with registration, and I can't wait to see you there.
You're listening to Ear Snacks.
Ear Snacks.
Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Ear Snacks. Don't stare at the sun. Don't you dare, don't you dare, don't stare at the sun. It was different that time.
Ear Snacks!
Eclipse, eclipse, eclipse.
You're listening to Ear Snacks.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Polly.
And this is a special time capsule episode of Ear Snacks.
Yeah, we asked our friends all over the country to share their experiences from
the Great American Eclipse.
The Great American Eclipse that took place on August 21st, 2017.
The next total solar eclipse that'll cross large sections of the United States will be
in 2024. Mm-hmm. That'll hit Texas, and it'll cut this like diagonal stripe across the country up toward Maine.
Ooh.
But in 2045, it's so long from now.
Yep.
There will be a total solar eclipse that will affect all time zones across the United States from California all the way to the East Coast.
Ooh, can we put it on our calendar?
We'll be approximately 2,000 years old.
That's correct.
Okay. So anyway, if you're listening in 2024 or you're listening in 2045 and you're wondering, what is it going to be like?
Or what was it like?
Yeah, if you're listening like anytime, basically, yeah. And you wonder, what do you see during an eclipse? What does it sound like? What does it feel like?
So let's start at the beginning. In 2017, before the eclipse, this is what they were talking about.
Testing, testing. Okay. I think it's all working. First, to start out with, please tell me what your name is.
Annika. Morgan.
Alex.
My name is Elsa Chevron. I am 12 years old.
7 years old.
Five.
4.5.
Three!
Where are we?
Mogfest.
Arlington, Virginia.
Silver Lake!
Joy's house.
Yes, Joy's house. Do you know what state that's in, or do you know what city we're in?
No.
Good. It's in Wyoming. Yeah. You know why we're here?
For the eclipse.
Oh, the eclipse, that's right.
So we're sitting here in Dunkin' Donuts in Lincoln, Nebraska, getting ready to watch the eclipse. Remember what month it is?
August!
August! August 2017. So there's a solar eclipse happening, and where I am, we can see 80% of the solar eclipse. So I'm planning to watch it.
And where are we going to watch the eclipse?
Outside.
In front of my soon-to-be high school.
Right outside the Dunkin' Donuts in a ginormous field.
Where you can see the solar eclipse.
Where do you think the best place to see the eclipse will be, Izzy?
We should hike all the way over that mountainside.
What are you going to use to watch the eclipse?
Sunglasses.
Yeah.
Special sunglasses.
Special sunglasses.
Solar eclipse glasses, so you can stare straight at the solar eclipse.
The eclipse sunglasses.
Exactly.
Well, I've never seen a solar eclipse. I've seen pictures of solar eclipse.
I don't know, but it will dark out like a star. Like a star.
You think it will look like a star?
Yeah.
Kind of like a black disc blocking a star.
I think the moon is gonna cross over the sun.
And the moon covers the sun.
The moon covers the sun, exactly.
It's probably gonna be really interesting.
I think it is going to look pretty cool.
Well, I think we'll find out.
Do you know the last time there was a total solar eclipse across the whole United States?
1918.
Yes, it was June 8th, 1918.
Long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Have you ever seen a total solar eclipse?
Yeah, I saw one in 1991 on the Big Island of Hawaii.
That's our friend Theana.
Theana.
She's Gavin's mom.
Gavin, Zoe, and Luke.
And Zoe and Luke's.
But do not forget them.
I couldn't forget Zoe and Luke.
No, you couldn't.
Gavin interviewed his mom about a total solar eclipse she saw.
In Hawaii.
When she was a kid.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Did you know the eclipse was coming, or was it a surprise?
I knew the eclipse was coming. There were actually a lot of tourists that came to my island so that they could see the eclipse.
Did you hear about it on a podcast?
I didn't hear about it on a podcast because when I was 14, there were no podcasts. Can you believe that? It was pretty exciting because we woke up and it was foggy. We thought we wouldn't be able to see the eclipse.
Hey, what might stop us from seeing the eclipse today?
The clouds.
The clouds, that's right.
So, at the last minute, we jumped in the car and started driving, hoping that we were going to get to someplace before it got to be a total eclipse so that we could see it. And we did. But the funny thing is that my mom stayed home. And we have a bunch of animals, and all of the animals thought that it was nighttime. So the chickens, they went to bed. We had a pig. The pig decided it was time to go to bed. Everybody went to bed. It was pretty cool.
Do you know some people think that during an eclipse, the moon eats the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
The moon eats the sun.
No.
No.
No? Think it'll come out
on
the other side?
Don't think that's...
Should we see if that happens?
Do you think we should see if that's going to happen?
Sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. We're going to get ready for the eclipse now. We'll do some more recording during the eclipse.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Polly.
And so that was the before.
Right. We heard from our friends before they experienced the Great American Eclipse.
The Great American Eclipse.
Yes. We heard from...
Annika in Wyoming.
Morgan in Oregon.
Elian in Nebraska.
Alex in Silver Lake.
Elsa in Virginia.
And Gavin, Theana, Zoe, and Luke.
We didn't really hear from Zoe and Luke.
They were implied.
Okay.
And now we're going to hear what happened during the eclipse.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever experienced an eclipse if you're listening at home? Here's what it was like for us and our friends.
Are you excited for the eclipse?
Yes.
Okay, so now that it's almost peak eclipse, and now that you're looking at it with your special glasses, can you tell me what you see?
I see the moon and dark thing. That's cool.
That's cool.
The sun is starting to get less light.
Yeah.
And do you see that it's not quite a circle? There's a big chomp out of the bottom right of that circle. That's the beginning of the eclipse. Pac-Man.
The eclipse looks like jump, Pac-Man?
Jump. Uh-huh. It looks that way with my shadow box.
What kind of box is that?
Jojo's box.
Jozo's box.
You have Jozo's, and you have Cheerios.
I have Bran Flakes.
You have Bran Flakes.
Maybe we should just listen and see what the world sounds like when there's an eclipse. Do you think the birds know that there's an eclipse? They're making a lot of noise in that tree, huh? Do you think they're talking about it the way we've been talking about the eclipse? Mm-hmm. Eclipse, eclipse, eclipse. Eclipse, eclipse. Eclipse, 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 eclipse.
And have you noticed anything like with like the birds and the plants or the animals or anything now that it's getting kind of dim?
Uh-huh. They're starting to go back home.
They are. And what did you notice earlier? The sounds that you heard.
The animals were singing.
And what about the crickets?
The crickets were not awake.
Could you hear the crickets?
No.
Okay, we're going to record our experience here. What does it look like right now, Elian?
It looks like it's moving.
I mean, it looks like it's a sliver, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's like a little line of light in the sky right now that is just about to disappear.
Yeah, it's like moving west.
What does it look like, guys?
It looks like a crescent moon. It looks like a crescent moon.
It's so cool if you look in. Put your whole face in there.
Yeah.
What do you see, Andrew?
I see a dot of light in the bottom of the box.
Yay! That's it. But what do you see in the inside of the box?
I see the light.
The light? What does the light look like?
A ball with a little piece.
A ball with a little piece taken out of it?
Yeah.
Cool. You know what that is? That's the eclipse. That's the moon going in front of the sun.
Delicious sun.
Here it comes.
I see it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, now, Elian, look at that.
Monica, what do you see?
The sun looks like the moon, Dad.
Wow.
The sun looks like the moon? What do you mean by that?
Because it got the same shape.
Wow. The moon isn't that incredible, guys?
Yeah,
so how much of the sun is the moon covering right now?
A bunch.
Wow. So the moon just went in front of the sun, and what was incredible about it is a little sliver of light, and you could only see the light, but the second the moon covered it, you could see the whole outline of the moon.
You know what? It looks like the same as it does in our pinholes. But kind of smaller.
And even though it's cloudy, it's bright enough where you can see the corona of the sun. You see all the white around the moon right now? That's the corona of the sun. You can see the... you normally can't see that. Now it looks really bright. The corona looks really bright. Wow. That's an impressive sight. And it got really dark. If you look around, you can see light on the horizon around where they don't have the total eclipse, because we're in Nebraska and it's flat. And you can see for a long way around you. So we're right in this path. They call it the path of totality, where it's completely covered. And it is an awesome sight.
Yeah.
That is an awesome sight. You can even see some different colors around the moon, can't you? Like up on the top, it looks kind of red around the perimeter.
And on the bottom, it looks kind of black.
And it looks kind of black, yeah. Very, very neat.
Oh my gosh, the eclipse is making the kids start to howl. Yep.
Izzy, what noises are you making?
Eclipse make you howl.
Now you can see a little bit of light coming back as the moon is starting to move out of the totality. The moon is just moving out and the sun is starting to come back and it's starting to get brighter. That's how fast it went here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty impressive sight.
You guys have anything else to say about the eclipse?
Awesome.
Well, I thought it was pretty cool.
That was very, very cool. I'm glad we did that.
I thought it was really neat to be able to see. Everybody was really excited about it.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Now, is it worth it to come check it out? Very, very cool.
Well, I thought it would be cool.
Awesome. It was the best thing ever. We saw a white ball with no part on the other side.
It looks like a really small sliver and then like a big black disc.
Yeah, and it has moons inside, and you look in a box, it's moons inside.
The moon instantly came out when it covered the sun.
The moon take out the sun.
Basically just looks like a small like orange sliver. It was pretty, but it didn't cover the entire thing.
This time, because I was in California and it wasn't a total solar eclipse, it was really fun to look at it, but it didn't get totally dark.
And then the sun got broken to pieces, like in the story I told you.
Would you do this again?
Yes. Totally.
Another total eclipse, right? All right. That was awesome.
Well, yeah, but like, I'd probably go to a better place because I wasn't in the path of totality.
Yeah, what should we do now?
Go to the park.
Oh, go to the park?
Together.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Andrew and Polly.
Goodbye, Eclipse. See you next time, Eclipse.
And that's our show.
Thanks for listening to Ear Snacks. In the show notes, you'll find more awesome Eclipse and science-related listening goodness, including our episode about shadows, where Matt Kaplan from Planetary Radio explains how eclipses are space shadows.
Our first eclipse episode in 2017, featuring more great science and history stories about eclipses from our Kids Listen friends, Mick Sullivan of The Past and the Curious, and Molly Bloom from Brains On.
There's also a brand new Eclipse musical out by Alphabet Rockers.
What?
You're going to want to hear that.
You can hear their song Syzygy and more mind-expanding bops on our Spotify playlist, Science Class Soundtrack.
Science Class Soundtrack.
Ear Snacks is a podcast about art, music, science, and culture centered around kids' voices and ideas. So if you know a kid with things to say...
And so many of them do.
Let us know. To learn more or to be on the show, visit earsnacks.org.
Earsnacks.org.
Polly, are we still going to be podcasting in 2045 for the 2045 total solar eclipse?
I wouldn't want to speculate. But we should probably look up the path of totality now so we can finally make it to one.
Book our hotels.
Yeah, book your hotels.
It's hotels.
No, it's not even the hotels. It's like the rental cars the is rent, what I hear is the thing.
Yeah, planning your route.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And your route. Go on foot.
Will feet still be around in 2045?
I don't know. Maybe we should go back to the disguises episode where we talk about how we...
Evolve.
Because I don't know if we'll need feet. It's 2045. What am I going to be doing in 2045? Let's not talk about it.
All right. You can make a prediction. We can come back to this in 21 years.
Let's just be together now.
Okay.
Ear Snacks is made by
Andrew and Polly.
Thanks for listening.